awakening in every moment. Beloved one, I would tender a suggestion to you, a suggestion that, if you will follow it, will transform the very life you lead. In each moment, be fully aware of the love that you are. Be very present with every thought that you think. Be very present with everything that you do. For example, in this moment, be present with the feeling of a smile, with the subtlety of how the eyebrows feel as they are moved, the tiny muscles which allow you to express inner delight or question. Be very present with how the larger muscles allow you to walk about and to reach out the hand unto someone. Such a simple gesture, and yet how much it conveys. Verily, when I come in this manner, being amongst you with physical body, the joy of being present with you, being able to reach out and touch, is a joy which I share with you. When I pick up the beautiful, delicate strands of hair and feel them falling across the fingertips, I am reminded of the infinite variety of expression of the love of the Heavenly Father. It is the love incarnate which you are. Truly nothing more need be done in this lifetime, if you will receive it, than to be the simplicity of love itself. You need do nothing more in each day than to awaken and to smile, first at the light which you see with the physical eyes, and then to smile as the light which you are, and to extend that light freely unto others you see in the day. Every day is a gift which you give unto yourself. It is an opportunity to be in conscious awareness of that which you already are, to be the song of the Heavenly Father, the song which is waiting to be sung so that your brothers and sisters may hear it and know that they have a song in their heart as well. You are, if you will receive it, beloved angels walking upon our Holy Mother, the earth. You are the light come down, as it were, from heaven. And yet, I say unto you, there is no coming down. You are the up, you are the down, you are the far and the wide. You have heard it spoken that this is a time of awakening. There has been a cry from the soul of mankind to know its truth and to awaken. And I say unto you that by being present in every moment, you will find yourself to be awake. It is not something that is far off which needs to be awaited. It is not an event to be experienced only in your days to come. It is right here in every moment. Every moment as you lift up your eyes and you behold the beauty of a leaf upon the tree and the play of the sunshine upon the leaf, as you behold the way a flower opens in the sunshine, the way the songbird sings in the morning at eventide, each time that you look upon your brother and sister and you behold the smile, the Christ light in them, you are truly awake. It is not something which you have to pray for, which you have to strive for, which you have to be good enough to experience. It is here every moment with you. It awaits only your choice to be present with whatever is in front of you and to behold it in holy vision. If you will receive it, you are awake in this moment as you come unto that place of peace within the heart. This is who you truly are, and you are awakened. Now this is not to say that there will not be times that you will have other things upon the mind, and you will go asleep within the dream. But if you will remember to breathe with consciousness, being present with the breath, you bring yourself back to the place of peace, and you bring yourself back to the awakening. You are awake in every moment that you so choose, and as you would see these moments strung together without interruption, you will feel a power in the realization, the power of coming into remembering who you are. There will be cosmic laughter upon this plane as each son and daughter realizes that he or she has never strayed from the kingdom, for the kingdom has always been within. It is always with you. You cannot lose it. Verily, I have said the kingdom of God is within, for it is you. When you remember the peace which you are and choose its expression as love, it is a state of being fully realized. Then you are truly awakened. Awakening comes in grand simplicity. There does not need to be a fanfare of angels singing in your heavens and a great opening of the clouds, the heavenly host descending and saying that this one or this one has awakened. But there will be a joy which will be singing within your heart, and it will be as if the heavenly hosts are singing with you, because you will feel such an exhilaration of who you are. There has never been the necessity to await awakening. There has never been the necessity of lifetimes of study in the monastery, books studied and exams passed to make you worthy of the awakening. Well, you would ask, well, why have we accepted that it must be something to be accomplished? Why does it seem to be something outside of me? It is because, beloved one, within the adventure of the Son of God, daughter of God, chose to say, I will see what lies beyond my Father's kingdom, and I will experience all. I will be the great adventure. I want to know all there is to experience. I want to know if there are any parameters to what the Son, daughter of God, can be and can experience. And so you set out upon a grand journey to experience everything which the mind could imagine. And upon this very premise of believing that there must always be more to experience, you have put the awakening, the at-one-ment, the atonement outside of yourself, and have seen it to be something to be accomplished. It has been part of the very premise of the dream itself that there must be something more. And yet, I say unto you, you have carried the kingdom with you wherever you have gone. You have never left the kingdom except momentarily when you have turned your attention onto other feelings and activities which you have felt were more real, and yet they have been part of the dream. Whenever you have stopped and you have taken a deep breath and have come unto the place of silence where you could hear the still small voice, you have awakened once more in the kingdom. This is why I have said unto you that it is with simplicity, not with effort, that comes unto the kingdom. It takes only your willingness to accept the peace which you are. From that peace, everything else is added unto you. For when one abides in the peace of the heart, attending only to the still, small voice, all wisdom, all power is granted unto you. You are truly the child of our Heavenly Father, and there can be nothing denied you. There is nothing hidden from you. It takes only your willingness to come unto the place of the heart, the place of peace, the kingdom within, to ask and then to listen. So often mankind will cry out unto me or unto our Father in sorrow and in confusion, how do I get out of the situation that I see myself in? How do I become happy? How do I find fulfillment? How do I find love in my life? And in the asking, there is so much confusion of energy that the answer cannot be heard. Have you ever been so caught up in your emotions that you could hear nothing else except the turmoil within your own mind and body? Yes, it is something that everyone upon this plane has experienced. Breathe. At times like that, remember to breathe, to be present with the breath. Such a simple thing, and yet it brings you back unto yourself. There may be times when you will feel so much energy with the emotions that you need to run through them, as it would be until they are spent. Allow the energy to be spent, beloved one, for on the other side of that expenditure there is a deep and abiding peace. You do not need to feel that you will be lost in the emotions, for they will not consume you. Allow them to take their course. You are stronger than your creation. Allow them to be what they need to be, and you will find on the other side of the expenditure of the emotions yourself, the peace which you are. Then cease the opportunity to listen. Do not start to recreate what you have just been in with all the worries and all the what-ifs. Abide in peace and listen. Each day, as you go out into the sunshine which you have manifested, look with new eyes at the trees, at the flowers. Stop for one moment and take within the fingertips a teeny blade of grass and behold the miracle which has been its process just for you. Be very present with the blade of grass. Speak unto it. Ask it what it would share with you and listen. There is peace in talking to a blade of grass, and there is great healing in the simplicity of a blade of grass. It is there to share with you the joy of its process of life. Verily, each day is the day which the Lord hath made, for you have made it. Go and rejoice in it, and know yourself to be the child of our Heavenly Father. And do you know how the natural child goes? With simplicity. Not wondering what the next hour is going to bring, or what should be done, or how anyone else is going to look upon what they are doing. A child is so immersed in what is happening at the moment. They are very much present with that moment and enjoying the blessing thereof. Be the child of your Heavenly Father. Be very present with everything and everyone, appreciating every nuance and subtlety. Be very present with each moment. Acknowledge the peace of the breath, and know that in that peace unfolds your remembrance of the awakening.